The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. In my inbox, in my computer, I get many different types of magazines, newsletters, and articles. There's one that came this past week that noted that moving homes, or mobile homes, recreational vehicles, they've been around for 107 years. One of the first modern recreational vehicles, the RV, the Airstream Clipper, first appeared in 1936. But actually, the history of the RV goes back all the way to 1915. This is the year that Roland Conklin departed New York in a customized 8-ton truck. He equipped it with an electrical generator, incandescent lighting, a full kitchen, sleeping quarters, phonograph, a variety of appliances, and even a roof garden. My gosh. And all these things were appreciated by his 12 passengers, since the vehicle's top speed was only 20 miles an hour. Remember, that was 1915. Henry Ford made an RV, recreational vehicle, a moving home kind of, you might say, in the 20s. The Model A house car is what he called it. It had two small beds, a kitchen, and a dining area. And other competitors at that time included the Rio Speed Wagon Bungalow, which is kind of like our today's pickup truck. And, as I mentioned earlier, the first silver aluminum Airstream Clipper came out in 1936. And then the Winnebago, which is probably what we see a lot of now, when it comes to mobile homes or motor homes or RVs or whatever you want to call them, that came out in 1958. Deb and I had thought about traveling around in an RV when we were young. It would be cool and fun, get to see the sights and such. And I know some who, when they retired, they literally sold their house, got an RV, and moved around the whole country for years. But you know what? Moving homes have been around for even longer than that. I did a little search in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 9, it says, "By faith he, Abraham, made his home in the promised land. Like a stranger in a foreign country, he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder was God." Now, jumping down to verse 13, and it mentions a few other people in the couple of verses before 13, meaning Isaac and Jacob. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. Now down to verse 16, it says, "Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." A moving home. Tents. It helped Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and many others keep in mind a real home is really not here on earth, but in heaven. You know, as I sit here in my home with air conditioning running, comfortable, and in the winter it'll have heat, I get real easily connected to this place that this is my house, this is where I should live. I'm sure many of you are that way too. Yet, it's only a temporary structure when it comes down to it. And if we keep this in mind, when circumstances, situations, or events that are troublesome, difficult, or harsh come along, it helps us to remember that we are but strangers here. Heaven is our real home. It takes faith, though. Trust in Jesus, that he'll be faithful to his promise. You know, God, Jesus, did make a promise. What promise? That when I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. And that place is a room in heaven. And I will come again for you. Our faith says he died on the cross and rose, so that when we die, we can live with him forever. And so we actually end up moving to our eternal home. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for permanent structures here on earth that are comfortable and enjoyable, that keep us safe and warm in the winter, cool in the summer, safe from dangers in our world. But Lord, help us always remember this is not our final resting spot, not our final home, that you got a better place for us. Lord, like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, who lived in tents, they saw that they had a better place awaiting them. Help us to keep that in mind as well, that we have a better place, especially when things are struggling us here. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I encourage you to keep the faith that heaven's our home, not here, and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, that when we do this, it makes the troubles melt away because we're in Jesus' hand. Please write me. You can do so at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.